Welcome back. Well, not exactly beach weather, unfortunately, at least for sunbathing. But that's not going to stop volunteers tomorrow from participating in the annual Coast Sweep Beach Cleanup on Wollaston Beach. And today we're pleased to welcome the president of the Friends of Wollaston Beach, Maureen Mazremus, joining us. And for the first time, hopefully not the last though, Robin Lacey. And Robin is the Coast Sweep Coordinator for the Massachusetts Office of Coastal Zone Management. So welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Joe, for having us.
Well, Maureen, it's always beach weather for the Friends of Wollaston Beach, right?
Absolutely.
And this, I know, is something that the Friends have been involved with for over 10 years now, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And as I've said in numerous press releases over the years, if you do only one cleanup per year, this is the one you should do.
Yeah.
Because not only do you get rid of the trash, but you also create the data which allows people to determine where it might have come from, right, and how to alleviate it in the future.
Exactly, yeah. So before we talk a bit more about tomorrow's event, I wanted to bring Robin in and talk first of all about the Office of Coastal Zone Management here in Massachusetts, and then number two, the history of Coast Sweep.
Yeah, Coast Sweep's been happening since 1987. I've been with them for 26 years. So we've been doing it for 37 years. And since in that time, over 100,000 volunteers have participated in the Coast Sweep cleanups and collected more than 1 million pounds of trash from Massachusetts beaches and shorelines. That's incredible.
Incredible. How did it all start? Do you know what was the impetus behind it, Robin?
Well, it's part of the International Coastal Cleanup run by Ocean Conservancy. They started, I believe, 2 years earlier.
Okay.
But I heard this anecdote from my supervisor the other day that it was a lot of it was because of the pollution in Boston Harbor, mm-hmm, and before the whole cleanup happened, the beaches in Boston were very difficult to go to, and there was a lot of trash on the beaches, and you never knew quite what you were going to find.
Sure.
So that was an interesting story that I was not aware of at the time.
Okay. And the Office of Coastal Zone Management, was that created at the same time, or was that?
Well, Office of Coastal Zone Management was back in the, I believe, 1978.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That when the Coastal Zone Management Act went into place, a lot of coastal agencies around the country.
And what is its primary mission or goal or act, if you will?
We try to balance, you know, environmental protection with economic activity. Mm-hmm. So we realize that, you know, the ocean is the lifeblood of coastal Massachusetts, but we want to make sure it happens in an environmentally sensitive way.
Okay. Right. It serves both recreation, but also industry and people's livelihoods, right?
Absolutely.
And has for centuries.
Yeah. Yes. Sure. Yes, indeed.
Now, the coast sweeps are happening all over the region tomorrow. They just kind of kick off tomorrow and run through the fall.
There's a bunch. We give the local coordinators who spearhead the cleanups at each location the flexibility to choose a date, but we like them to try to center it around the third Saturday in September every year, which is the International Coastal Cleanup Day.
Okay.
So there will be a bunch of cleanups tomorrow, but cleanups do happen from mid-August through November. Because the weather can be pretty nice then too.
Certainly, yeah. Yes, absolutely. And the overall goal is what?
The overall goal is obviously to collect the trash off the beach,
right,
but
yeah,
we hope that the volunteers learn something in the process, mm-hmm, too, to perhaps think about, you know, littering the next time they think they want to just toss something down on the street. Also, you know, thinking about the types of things that they're purchasing maybe at the grocery store or the store, mm, that, you know, the packaging is just going to have to get thrown away. And maybe they'll think about that as they, wow, I found a lot of these water bottles and bottle caps along the beach. And maybe there's a better way. Maybe I can find a reusable bottle that I can use that won't generate all this waste.
Okay, take out food containers. I know it was a big item that was picked up on Wollaston last year.
Yeah.
So that's something to think about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I have seen some restaurants that will let you bring in your own containers.
Is that right?
Yeah, if you choose to. And, you know, you can always, I've gone to Dunkin' Donuts with a reusable mug,
sure,
and say, can you put my coffee in here instead of you know, the
styrofoam cup.
They don't use styrofoam cups anymore, right. But they still, it's a one single use cup.
Yes. So how will the Office of Coastal Zone Management help organizations such as the Friends of Wollaston Beach put on a cleanup?
Yeah, so we organize the list to put it online. Mm-hmm. So folks, if they want to, if it's a public cleanup and someone wants to go join a cleanup, the list is available online. We also provide supplies to the coordinators. That's bags, gloves, data cards, you know, everything they need to conduct the cleanup, and instructions as well. We provide them with instructions and guidelines on how to do it. And a lot of times they'll call us, they've never done this before, and they really want to do it on their own, so we can provide suggestions to beaches that don't have anything going on so far. So we can, you know, I spend my mornings answering a lot of emails with good questions for folks so they can hopefully get a good cleanup done.
Either organize their own or participate in one,
exactly.
Such as the ones
exactly.
at the Friends tomorrow, right?
Exactly.
That website, we should say, is mass.gov/coastsweep.
Yes.
Good place to
And
go.
They can find lists of cleanups they can join.
Okay.
Or some good information about how to organize their own cleanup.
Okay. Maureen, tomorrow.
Yes.
What's happening on Wollaston Beach?
Well, tomorrow we are going to gather on Quincy Shore Drive across from the Beach House / Welcome Center.
Yes.
And we will be participating north and south of there.
Oh, okay.
Collecting the various articles that we talked about. We're blessed because we have the services of the North Quincy High School Junior ROTC. They have been an incredible asset to Friends of Wollaston Beach for many years. And dozens of cadets will descend on Wollaston Beach tomorrow. And we've also, because of the outreach that CZM does in terms of posting the cleanups, etc., I have had a number of inquiries saying, oh, I saw on CZM's website that you're having a cleanup tomorrow, you know, what do I do to sign up?
Okay.
And for the most part, we've just said, show up.
Just show up.
Exactly.
Show up.
Yeah. 10 to noon tomorrow?
10 to noon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've been asked already, but is it still on given the weather forecast?
Yes, I think, as I mentioned to you earlier, every time we have called off an event, it has turned out to be a beautiful day.
Right.
Yeah.
And conversely, we did not call off a cleanup in April.
Yeah.
Because the rain was supposed to start at 10, as was our cleanup. And people called me that morning, and I basically said, use your own judgment, which I would suggest for tomorrow
sure.
as well. Use
yeah.
your own judgment. If you feel you can go out there and pick up trash, then so be it. And those were the instructions I had given the folks at in April. And people showed up wearing ponchos and all of that sort of thing, and we had 63 people.
In the pouring rain.
Yes. But, again, I think judgment is the best answer to that
yeah.
question.
Now, do you get folks who are maybe not typically involved with the Friends of Wollaston Beach that come out for this event?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, as was mentioned about the littering thing, you mm-hmm. know, when you participate in an event, whether it's Coast Sweep or any of the other cleanups that we do, Bob Verney, who is essentially our cleanup coordinator, you know, he has said that he has observed over the years that people who participate in cleanups are very reluctant to throw something on the beach the next time they're out there
sure.
because they know what it takes to clean it up.
Right.
And, you know, we talked about the largest item that was collected last
yes,
year.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Which was 2,706 cigarette butts.
Wow.
And
By
so,
far the greatest amount of trash. Collected.
And I was noticing on Robin's, Robin has statewide 11,568. When you realize 2,706 is a very large percentage.
Just from Wollaston Beach.
Just
yeah,
from Wollaston.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the theory is that, you know, you've got 2,000 people sitting on the beach having a cigarette and putting it out in the sand, and that's not the case.
Right. Yeah.
People throw them out the car window. They wind up in the gutter. The gutter sweeps it into the storm drain. The storm drain brings it out to the ocean. The ocean sweeps it back in on the beach.
Yes, and it shows up in the rack line. Yes.
In the rack line.
Kind of the demarcation of the tide line.
Well, right, not right. only the rack line. Yeah. I mean, they're all over the beach.
Yes.
Yeah. As are the little pieces of styrofoam and plastic things.
Yeah, some interesting items actually list here from last year's cleanup. And things like the things you'd expect, I suppose, pieces of plastic, takeout containers we mentioned, cigarette lighters, no tires, which was good.
We got a tire in April.
Oh, you did get a tire.
Giant. Oh. It looked like it was from a, semi.
Okay. But some interesting things, including 24 dead animals.
Yeah.
Seagulls and fish. Mostly.
Yeah, and that was a very large amount compared to previous years.
Is that right?
And I think it was the coast sweep had been called off last year because mm-hmm. of the hurricane. And so we suspect, of course, there's no confirmation that that was the case. But, I mean, it could be that some of those animals may have been victims of the hurricane.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good.
And unfortunately, four syringes
as
well.
Yeah, and we will have Sharps containers
okay.
along with the trash bags and gloves, and we typically assign one person to be in charge of the Sharps container. Actually, the people who dispose of syringes have, for the most part, been very good about putting the stoppers back on the needle.
Okay. All right, so at least to protect the person just picking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay.
obviously you'd be picking it up from the other end anyway.
Right. Okay.
But it is it's not good.
One thing I found interesting, only two fishing buoys you would think there'd be a lot more fishing gear.
And it has been surprising because we haven't had like a lot of line and fishing equipment.
Yeah.
And in the past when we've found animals, they have not been entangled, which is,
good.
Encouraging.
Good, right.
It's encouraging.
Absolutely. Exactly. So, for a volunteer, how does it all work tomorrow? What happens?
How it all works is you come to the beach house, the bathhouse, across the street, and we will be there with our forms and our pencils and our trash bags and our gloves. And you will go out and you will collect and categorize everything you pick up.
Okay.
Which is, we had 63 people in April for the cleanup, and we had 50 something for the cleaner greener. We've had as many as 90 people do coast sweep, and you say, well, it's the same beach. How much dirtier can it get? But it's the collection that takes, it's very time consuming.
Tedious, right? Yeah.
So what we typically do is you have teams of three. You have one person holding the bag, somebody collecting, and somebody categorizing.
Gotcha.
So,
okay, that makes sense,
It works out well.
And then
what we do is we just have everybody put their trash bags near the nearest DCR barrel.
Yep.
And if you have large items, we've had huge pieces of timber that have come in the past, which could be a broken dock because they've had, bolts and such in them. We've had a water heater. We've had Christmas trees. We've had a bunch of other things. And basically, we have those items just put on the seawall nearest to a trash can.
Okay.
And then then DCR will come by and pick everything up.
Oh, they will.
Up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And this is just for state run beaches?
No, any beach. I mean, DCR is our partner for the state beaches, and they're wonderful. They're very accommodating. They'll allow five cleanups at Carson Beach in the fall.
Oh, okay.
We try to spread them out a little bit, just because we love to get folks out there experiencing this, because it makes repeat customers, which is good. Which is good, and hopefully less littering.
It makes it real, right?
When
you're actually out
there
doing it, seeing it, touching it.
Yeah, but cleanups are being held at town beaches, lakes, public parks that are along the water. Mm-hmm. So it's either state-owned or municipally-owned properties primarily, but some nonprofits too, like the Trustees of Reservations does some cleanups on their properties as well.
And you will help them organize those as well?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Well, I'll take all comers. Anyone who wants okay. to get out there and do a cleanup, we'll figure out a place for them to go clean, and we'll send them the supplies and thank them at the end of the event.
Speaking of, how do you get one of those great shirts?
You organize your own cleanup.
Okay.
Yes, you do. So, as I said earlier, the cleanup organizers, we call them local coordinators, they're the ones that gather up all the volunteers. They get the supplies sent to them.
And people like Maureen.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay. Maureen is our local coordinator here in Quincy. And they get a free t-shirt for their efforts.
Yep.
And so they put the t-shirt on. They can be, we used to call them beach captain t-shirts, so they could, the folks could recognize them when they got there. But it's a nice gift we can do because it's a little extra work to organize the cleanup.
Absolutely. It's a lot of coordination and time
absolutely.
As well. I know that we talked before the program, for scavengers, it can be a lot of fun.
It can be a lot of fun. I mean, we were talking, we literally found a kitchen sink on the beach a few years back. Some lucky volunteers found some cash on the beach that they got to keep.
Yeah, so
but just as an example, last year, volunteers found a fire pit, a bicycle, umbrella, an air mattress, a shopping cart, a vacuum cleaner, some dumbbells someone was working on the beach and forgot to take them home, I guess, a suitcase and a cell phone. So, I mean, a lot of that stuff probably washed up on the beach from elsewhere. But you never know what you're going to find. It's kind of like a scavenger hunt at times.
That's right. I hope you have a wonderful event tomorrow here in Quincy. And please come back and let us know how you made out.
Thank you very much.
And it's not too late.
Not too late.
It's not too late. You can go to friendsofwollaston.com. Mm-hmm. We have all the information about Coast Sweep. Or you can simply show up at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Maybe 10 or, off 10 so that we can sign you in.
Absolutely.
And if tomorrow does not work for you, go to our website and look at some other cleanups that are looking for
happening
people to join them.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I noticed Neponset River Watershed is doing the Neponset next weekend.
Yes, that's right.
Next weekend they're doing a bunch of sites around the Neponset River.
So there's plenty
of opportunities. They would love to get all the volunteers out there.
Thank you both. It's always great to see you, Maureen.
Thank you
and nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Joe.